Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Let me move you guys back just a little bit. All right. So one of you guys wrote in to me about your cohabitating and you wanted some advice. And I'm going to give you that advice. But first, I wanted to talk about cohabitation. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to read your email, and then I'm going to read a story. I'm going to combine the two today. Usually I do viewer email or I do a story. I'm going to combine both today and get the best of both worlds. So there's reasons why we don't cohabitate, and there's reasons why we don't marry, and there's reasons why we usually suggest keeping things casual and not dating long term. But today we're talking about cohabitation. Is it's a lot better than getting married. Like, if you think you really want to be with somebody, I guess you could cohabitate instead of getting married. But the problem is, in a lot of areas, it's actually legally binding to cohabitate. I think it was Canada, if I was remembering correctly, where if you live with somebody for 2 years, it's considered the same as being married, which means you may have to pay them an exit fee. In other words, you may have to pay some money, almost as like alimony for a couple of years. I'm a little rusty on my Canadian law. Maybe some of you Canucks can help me with that one. But I know in other places here in the United States, they have them like 7 years is another one. So the other thing is you're trapped. And the one thing that you don't want to be is trapped in any situation because you don't have an out. I'll tell you, probably the first relationship I had after my divorce, I dated a girl. She was amazing. We had so much in common. Everything was wonderful. But I said, hey, I'm not getting married again. And for her, that was fine. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm fine with that. We moved in together and I could pay the rent on my own. I had a very successful career. I could have rented the place on my own. It was a nice little house. She was a student, so she didn't really have any income. But she had enough. She could pay rent from student loans because I charged her half the rent and half the utilities, because that's, if you're going to live with me, that's the way it rolls. After finding out she cheated on me after about 4 or 5 months together, I found out, and it was either boot her out and she couldn't afford a place to live on her own, or let her stay. And so we ended up living together still, and shared different bedrooms, and it was awkward and it was a mess. But I said, you know what, I'm not going to kick her out on the street. My bad. and I'll just at least make it through it. And after that, I said, never, never again. So let's talk about cohabitation. A gentleman writes in, I'm a recent, let me record. I almost forgot. He says, I'm a recent subscriber to your channel, and I found the email in one of your videos in which you say you can give advice. I don't think you want to hear my whole life story, so I'll give you the gist of it. Thank you. I'm currently cohabitating with a girl, and I've been in a relationship for nearly 2 years. Our lives have come together through a series of events that was sort of out of my control. I don't like that. That's usually a cop-out. Since you didn't explain what it is, I don't know. But very rarely, if you really think with your head and not your heart or your other head, very, very rarely do you get into a situation out of your control. But like I just admitted, I was living with somebody that cheated on me. So, and that was kind of out of my control. So I hear what you're saying. Since the start, I told her I don't want marriage or kids unless we had made it 2 years. Fast forward a year. I don't do that, because now you're making promises that after 2 years, you may not want to keep that promise. So don't ever promise anything, especially down the road when you don't know how things are going to turn out. Fast forward a year. Fast forward a year is when me and her start living together. It was decent. Okay, decent is not a good situation. How was your dessert, sir? Yeah, it's decent. How was your $200 bottle of wine? It's decent. That decent is not good. That's an instant get out. We fought like some do, but she nonstop keeps asking for a ring. Well, with things being decent and fighting all the time, I think we know the answer to that, the ring. That's not going to happen. I keep telling her no, she gets depressed. I told her she can leave, but she wants me. Or does she? Does she really want you? Okay, let me make through the thing before I start tearing it all up. She is constantly comparing me to her exes. She always makes the littlest of things into a full-blown argument since we started living together, even down to chores. But she wants me. Right. We have a 50-50 arrangement. We each pay half the bills and rotate the dishes and trash and whatnot, even cleaning. But where it takes me the same day after a mess to clean up, it takes her 2 or 3 days. She blames her depression because she's not going to take accountability. I feel like no matter what I can't do, I can't please her. And yet, if I bring up the dishes haven't been done in 2 days, I get an attitude like, "Sorry, I'm not a perfect 50s housewife." Again, now she's blaming you for being mad at her for not doing what she was supposed to do. That's kind of gaslighting you, right? Yeah. It's frustrating as I work in management position and I can get people to work at a business, but I come home to a lousy conditions and it won't get done unless I do it. I would break up and move out, but everything around here is tied to her. And that is why we don't cohabitate. It is now an anchor around your neck. Even our friends. I was a loner before her, as it made me happy, but now I grew to loving my friends and church members, but I fear after a breakup with her, she will turn Medusa and spread false rumors, like what she has done with her exes I found out later in the relationship. Very, very, very serious red flag. What you're dating, by the way, is a covert narcissist. She blames depression. She blames you. She blames everybody else, but taking accountability for her own problems. She blames her exes. Nothing's ever her fault. It's always something external. It's because she cannot take any accountability for any of her own problems. That is a form of narcissism. Is there anything I can do besides packing up and moving cross country as my family and career are here? Thanks. Yeah, you can just pack up and move. You don't have to move across the country. And if they are your friends, they will hear her side of it. And you say, "Nah, man, that's not how it is. Here's the truth of it." And if they side with her, then they're not your friends, are they? And then they never were your friends. They were just convenient people in your life. So the reason why we don't cohabitate is because when things go bad, in which they inevitably do, you don't have an out. You get stuck paying for half the rent. You have to move. What if you bought furniture together? What if you have a pet together? It can get really, really messy. Not only that, but she now has control of your life. If you don't, see, here's the thing. Let's just say I'm living on my own and I've got a girlfriend that lives on her own. And she gives me, let me read through this. Okay, she keeps fighting with you and asking for a ring and you say, "No, I'm not ready yet." And you get in a big fight about it. You say, "I'm done." Click, that's it, you're done. You're done. She compares you to her exes. Bye, click, you're done. Just like that. You can break up in 2 seconds. What happens when you live together? "Oh man, if I move out of here, I can't afford the rent, or I'll have to get a new TV. The couch is hers. I don't have a bed. The dog we picked up together, does she get to keep?" Too many problems. That's why you don't cohabitate. Now, so many times people think, and as guys, we think this, "Hey, you know what? If we're living together," because we always go into this stage of thinking of living together when things are good, right? "Oh, we get along great. Our hobbies, we're like doing it every night. When she sleeps over, we do it 2 a night. Can you imagine having that in your bed every night? It's like, man, we can have a hot session before we go to sleep every night. This will be awesome." It never turns out that way. You will have a better romantic life living apart from your girlfriend. I dated a girl for about a year. She came over to my place on weekends. I think I went over to her place like twice, but I had a house with a yard and she had a little apartment. So she always came over to see me. All week long, it was, "I can't wait to see you," from her. "I can't wait to see you. And oh, can we do this? And can we do that? And let's do something special and fun." And she'd come over. And man, it was game on all weekend. We'd have a great time, and then she bounced back to her place. At any point she start pull crap with me, I just say, "That's it, I'm out." As a matter of fact, that's how things ended. "That's it, I'm out," and it's over. Okay, but when she messages you and you're not right there texting immediately, or she doesn't see what you're up to all the time, it keeps that air of mystery going, and that will help keep things alive. But you don't want an anchor around your neck. you need to break up with her, because I've read at least five warning, like red flag warning signs in here that no matter what you do, she's a hot mess and it's not going to go well for you, whether you break up with her now or later. Yeah, it may be a little harder for you to be on your own. You may have to get a smaller apartment. You may have to sleep on an air mattress instead of a good bed until you can afford one. Get out now. It only gets worse. You don't have to make a big to-do about it. Maybe find some time when she's going to be gone for a little while. Contact some of your friends that are not her friends and see if they can help you move. I don't know how expensive it is, but and how many things you have, but you can hire sometimes a moving company for a couple hundred dollars, which I know for some of you younger guys, that's a lot of money, but you may be able to do that. Just get out. Or even if you get out and get most of your stuff out and then have a third party come over and get some of your gear, but just get out. And if she, again, if she tanks your friendships and all that stuff, they weren't your friends to begin with. But I want to read this, because this is the first thing that goes, and this is your warning sign that things are going bad when you're in a relationship. How couples deal with the loss of physical attraction. This is always the first thing that goes, not always, but the majority of the time. Very rarely will a woman still want to do you every night while she's also interested in somebody else from work or being with somebody, you know, cheating on you or whatever else. Very rarely are they still going to be physically attracted to you. That's almost the first one to go. So here's some signs you guys can watch out for. So if you're wondering how this cascades off and how common it is and why you don't live with somebody, here is a great reason why. Number one, poor intimacy life. People stuck in a relationship lacking physical attraction will be most likely to have little to no intimacy. That's what's going to happen. I guarantee you that's probably what started happening to you. I've treated couples that haven't been intimate in 10 to 15 years. Some of those marriages were never consummated. Boy, sure sounds good to be in a long-term relationship or a marriage, doesn't it? Affairs. The lack of attraction in a primary relationship often leaves an opening for a third party to enter. That's right. If she's giving you grief and she's not being attracted to you and she's not being kind to you, she may resent you. She may already be seeing somebody else, but she can't feel like she can't get out of the apartment or she can't move out. But so she may be seeing somebody behind your back. I'm not saying she is, but just keep your mind open that a lot of times will, when everything's bad on the home front, but she, you know, she's not going to live just a bad life. She may be going out and having a little fun on the side. Just be aware of it. Not saying it's happening to you. Nitpicking, just like she's doing to you, right? She's always being picky about the dishes and that she's not good enough and so on and so forth. Distance, they find a way to stay away, whether it's physically or emotionally. A lack of respect, which is what she's doing to you. She's not respecting you at all. She's not trying anymore. A lack of affection, so on and so forth. So you can see here that I think what's happened basically, she's not attracted to you anymore. She's invested in you in a couple years. She wants a ring. Now, whether that's to actually be married, just so she doesn't have to work and she can kind of ease off the gas pedal and she feels like she's got a backup plan covered now, that's what I feel. I don't feel that she, because all the things she's doing tell me she's not attracted to you. In many ways, it doesn't sound like she likes you, and she certainly doesn't respect you. So to me, I'm it's definitely done. It's just, I'd say pull the trigger and get out sooner rather than later. If you lose the friends and go back to being a loner, that's fine. It's going to happen to all of us at one point or another. Just make some friends that are just your friends. When you're single, you'll have time to do single guy things, meet some people out. You'll remake friends. May take a little longer, but you'll be all right on that front. And that's better than staying in a bad place, which is where you are now. So get out. Too many red flags. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. And as always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older stuff, because a lot of you guys still send me emails for things that I've done multiple videos on. So check out my old stuff. The oldest one is like 6 months old. They're not very old videos. They're all timely. It's not like I'm talking about the 1930s with the horses and buggies when I had to light a gas lamp on the wall. It's all current events, so go enjoy those, and maybe there's a lesson out there for you. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, if you're not happy where you are, change it. Don't look for reasons to stay. Look for the best ways that you can go, because it's obvious this ended quite a while ago, and with her not respecting you, the last thing you want to do is hang around that situation. You're just wasting your life at this point.